Have faith and assurance. God is with us. Whātua tua man mauti noa. Loi ate tātou lea tua. Have faith and assurance. God is with us. So this week's lectionary reading, we as a Church of Christ, given these examples of what the theme is trying to convey to us this morning. That by having faith and assurance, that as a community of believers, God is with us indeed. Now before we touch on the Bible reading that Maya read for us this morning, there's also a reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 17. And there is about three or four stages of readings. But the story is about the life, a very common and well-known biblical story, not only in the Christian world, but also in the world as a whole. Goliath, representing the Palestinians. In the days of the Exodus, most of the Israelites had been afraid to enter this promised land because of the giants that they've always been told about. You'll see that in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verses 32 and 33. One of the kings of this so-called heathen nation within Palestine was King Og of Bashan, who needed a bed over 13 feet long. The Lord instructs Moses to send out 12 leaders as spies, spying on the land that they were about to invade and claim as the promised land. For 40 days, the spies went everywhere to see for themselves what was there and to report back to Moses. Instructions from Moses was clear. Find out what kind of country it is. Find out how many people live there. Find out how strong they are. So out of the 12 spies, 10 of them came back and reported to Moses saying, yes, the Lord is rich, the land is rich and fertile, and they even brought back with them fruits of the land to show how rich the land was. But the people who live there are too powerful, too strong, cities and large, too large and well fortified. Even worse, they saw descendants of the giants that they've always heard about. First example of having faith and assurance, God is with us. This is the first example here in the biblical lesson which brings to us today. Fear brings uncertainty. Fear brings doubt, which eventually will result in destruction. Two spies, however, out of the 12 came back and reported to Moses and said, Moses, we should attack now. We are strong enough to conquer. The Lord is with us. The other 10 spies were in fear of their own lives, spreading rumors, casting more fear and more doubt amongst the people of Israel. Now, after another few hundred years since the entering of the Promised Land, we find in Israel yet again another standoff between the Israelites and the Palestinians. The Israelites' army up against the Palestine army, bringing their best warrior, their best champion. Goliath is said to be 9 feet tall. Now Saul, king of Israel, is said to be the tallest man of the Israelites at that time. So, but he was also terrified and in doubt as to what to do next. Goliath appeared invincible with all his armor and experience as a soldier. To the Philistines, this was their strongest hope, their champion in whom they all had their faith in to win their battles and wars. Goliath, in the eyes of the Philistines, had a definite advantage over everything that would be put in front of him. Now, after 40 days of Goliath tormenting the Israelite army and the king, we find that now David comes to the battlefield looking for his brothers, as was instructed to him by his father Jesse. Here we can see a second example of being unfolded in front of our eyes as we read on of how David, the son of Jesse, is brought into the story. The love of God comes in many ways and forms. In the case of this battle, each side knew that whoever would attack first would be at a disadvantage and probably suffer great casualties. What a difference perspective can make. Most of the onlookers saw only a giant when this 15-year-old boy came on the scene. David saw a mortal man defying the Almighty God. A 15-year-old boy whose role in his family was to care for his father's sheep. David didn't come on the scene as a warrior, but as a very young boy, who through his young life only knew God as his shield, God as his protector, his strength and comfort. David knew when he saw and heard of Goliath's cause and taunting that he would not be alone when he faced the Philistine champion, who in David's eyes was just a mortal man defying the Almighty God. David looked at this situation from God's point of view. Viewing impossible situations from God's point of view helps us put giant problems in perspective. Once we see clearly, we can fight more effectively. For the King Saul and the Israelite army, God's love couldn't have come much sooner. Fear had settled in, casting doubt and uncertainty into the Israelite army. But with David coming into the picture showed God's love for his people can come in many forms, even in the form of a 15-year-old boy. And so, as they say, the rest is history. Where Israel saw calamity and hopelessness and invincibility and destruction to Goliath, through David's eyes, he saw hope and opportunity. Goliath had the definite advantage over David from a human standpoint. But Goliath didn't realize that in fighting David, he was also about to fight God. Just as Joshua and Caleb, the two spies that I mentioned earlier on, who out of the 12 were more than brave and courageous, and advised Moses to attack and occupy the promised lands. For God was in favor of Israel, against all odds and favor. If God is with us, who can be against us? The third example of faith and assurance that God is with us is what David had shown by way of defeating and killing Goliath and beheading his rival and enemy, restoring glory back to God and hope back to Saul and the Israelite army. We are able to do all things when we have total faith in God. Criticisms couldn't stop David. He was criticized, not only by his brothers, even from King Saul, the army. While the rest of the army stood around, David knew the importance of taking action. With God to fight for him, there was no reason to wait. People may try to discourage you with negative comments or mockery, but always continue to do what you know is right. By doing what is right is pleasing to God, whose opinion matters most. Fear brings doubt and uncertainty. Eventually, fear will bring destruction. Just as we heard from the reading of the Gospel of Mark, read by Maya Moore this morning. We find Jesus and his disciples on a boat in the middle of a storm. Jesus being unaware and unconcerned. To the disciples, theirs was a physical storm. But storms come in other forms in our lives. The situation that causes you great anxiety, whatever your difficulty may be, whatever storms you may be experiencing right now in your life, you have two options. You can worry and assume that Jesus no longer cares, or you can resist your fears, putting total trust and faith in Him. When you feel like panicking, confess your need for God, and then trust and have faith in Him to care for you. The disciples lived with Jesus, but they underestimated Him. They did not see that His power applied to their very own situation. Jesus has been with His people for 20 centuries, and yet we, like the disciples, underestimate His powers to handle all types of crises in our lives. The disciples did not yet know enough about Jesus. We cannot make the same mistake. We cannot make the same excuse. For us this morning, there is no other greater experience and blessing than to have total faith and assurance God is with us. Once John Wesley had his own experience on the 24th of May, 1738, while walking down Aldersgate Street, while listening to someone reading Martin Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans, he felt his heart strangely warm. Total assurance of God's salvation. And even on his deathbed, 1891, with John Wesley, he said, "Best of all, God is with us." Have faith and assurance. God is with us. But to walk, but most.